Chase the killers down one at a time and bring them to justice.
And now, the number one unknown podcast in the world.
Of September the 11th, 2001.
For black fellow citizens, it's But Wait What.
For President of the United States.
A new world order.
And we will make America dead again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
To achieve the universal aspirations of mankind.
You are in the white majority.
Woo! All right, let's get right into it. Episode one. Where to start? Holy shit. I mean, wow. From the current state of affairs of where the United States is right now, as you know, we're on the precipice of what I would call World War III with the Middle East. It's not even with one country, too. If you think about the idea that they're trying to instill right now between, you know, Jews versus Palestinians, it's basically like, you know, the West versus, you know, the mighty Islam. They're making it a religious war because it's all about optics. If you know anything about the way that the United States or the world, you know, makes their propaganda and uses their ability to control, it's through the optics of the media that are owned by private companies or one man or two people. So optics are everything, and it's all about how does this look and what can we convince these people to actually go out and do. And right now I think the general consensus is let's get it to be Christians versus Muslims or Christians versus Islam. And right now Israel is our right hand in the Middle East, and everybody knows that because the great country of the United Kingdom mandated the country of Israel from the country of Palestine in 1948 to give the displaced Jews of World War II a place to go. Because why? Nobody in Europe wanted the displaced Jews of World War II, which is sad, but it's true. So where did they go? They went to this new nation of Israel. What did this nation of Israel have? Well, it's got Bethlehem, it's got the Holy Land, it's got a lot of religious sites that are basically 98% Palestinian and 2% Israeli. If you look at the demographics of all of the major cities in the area, which means they are Palestinian, but they say on the map that they're Israel. So that's kind of how we've been doing things, and that's kind of how things go. Main thing to watch right now is Biden doesn't seem like he's very decisive at all with what's going on, and I understand that. He's trying to keep Israel from overreacting. I think Netanyahu is getting off of his leash a little bit, and he's not playing by the rules. I think they want him to slow roll this war out, and Netanyahu's kind of, you know, going full fucking bore. And I think right now it's kind of scaring a lot of the world leaders. That's why you're seeing talks and stuff happening here in the next week or two. I think Biden's going to be having a talk or something with Netanyahu or some of the world leaders. So some interesting stuff to look at, definitely. Now Israel's got to return the favor that they were given. This is really stupid, honestly, if you think about it, because you have... Okay, the whole reason this shit started was the October 6th attacks, I believe the date was, when, let's be honest, when the IDF black flagged their own country to give them a new premise to go into the Gaza Strip, because it kind of looked lame and there wasn't any reason to really go in there because Gaza had been living peacefully in their open-air prison for, God, like 15 or 20 years here. They hadn't made any complaints. And they're like, Jesus, these people really are accepting this prison fucking world that we created for them, and they needed them to fight back a little more. So creating this attack on their own people, killing their own people, is a great way to do it. So now we have a green light to attack Gaza, and they've been attacking Gaza, they've been killing kids, and the real atrocity is what's really going on here, if you look, it's not what it looks like. It's really, they're going to create a holy war out of this. They just need Netanyahu to slow roll it. And, you know, now we have tit for tat. So the Israelis did this. They attacked, blah, blah, blah. And then the Israelis even went as far to attack the embassy of Iran last week. Let's get another country involved. Why not? And they leveled that. And they didn't kill the ambassador, but they certainly did kill people, and that's an act of war. How did Iran react? They shot like some like 1,000 missiles or something, 99% of which were shot down by the Israeli Iron Shield defense. Tremendous job. Go Israel. That's our technology. That's their technology. It's a lot of our technology that shoots down the missiles, but who really cares? It's what's paying the bills, so they need more of that, because when more of those rockets get launched, it's more jobs for Americans, it's more production for Americans. Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, all of these companies that produce weapons also make money, and that's good business for the United States. So whether or not people are getting killed right now, as long as those rockets are getting fired in defense of Scud attacks and ballistic attacks, that's going to continue to make the American economy do well. And that's really all this is about, is money. And they needed more money because the Middle East war is kind of like coming to a close, and they're just letting ISIS and the other factions, which they created, take over those countries just for the hell of it. Let's see, moving on here. This is all right, so some pretty disturbing stuff, you know. There's like a video circulating right now that in 1992, this guy named Bill Cooper, basically, he said that Israel was created to kick off World War III and ultimately lead to the creation of a world government. So, I mean, if you listen to the fucking intro of the podcast, you hear George H. Bush talk about a new world order. This is what we're walking towards, you know, we're marching towards. And it's funny, like, when you see people get so wrapped up in a fervor, right? I remember when 9/11 happened, how quickly myself included got wrapped up in the national fervor, which was propaganda. Absolutely was propaganda for us to go into the Middle East, to go into war. Where are those weapons of mass destruction? Where are those WMDs that Iraq supposedly had? I don't even think they found the gas that they used on their people, which I think did happen. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it's just interesting. And, you know, they took care of the brothers. They shot them to death, and then they hung Saddam in a staircase unceremoniously. Which, I mean, he was a dictator. He wasn't a good leader to his people, but do you think Iraq's any better than it was back then? At least back then, they had universities they could go to. Then they still had cities that they could visit. Now, it's rubble from 20 years of bombing. And those 20 years have helped the American government and the American economy grow insanely. From the technology that's on the missiles, to the actual makeup of the missiles, to everything that we're using, to personnel equipment for the troops, to ballistic armor, to vehicles that these companies create. Don't be surprised if your favorite company is also making military equipment and making money off of the conflict. Speaking of making money off the conflict, and speaking of tech companies, the U.S. court has absolved a bunch of top tech companies in the Congo child labor case. If you didn't already know, Congo is the world's biggest supplier of cobalt, supplying over 78% of the world's cobalt. What is cobalt and what do you need it for? It's used in chip production, and it's used in all kinds of stuff that is super important and expensive and necessary in today's tech market. So guess what? A U.S. court absolved five of America's biggest tech companies in a case over their alleged support of child labor in cobalt mining in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday. You want to guess what those five companies are? Let's see. This is going to be easy. Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft, Tesla, and Dell. Shocking. Oh my God. You're going to tell me Apple, a $2 trillion company, Microsoft, a $2 trillion company, Google, a $1.5 trillion company, Tesla, a $500 billion company, and then Dell, another $100 billion company, were knowingly benefiting from aiding and abetting the cruel and brutal use of young children in the Democratic Republic of Congo to mine cobalt? No way! Does it shock you one bit that it's not about the bottom line for these motherfuckers? It's the only thing they care about is money. They want money, and they're going to get it, whether it's if it's using child labor in China. They did that for I don't know how many years. Was Foxconn using child labor, and was Apple using child labor to make their fortune off the backs of children? Until the world stepped in and said, hey, child labor is kind of bad, China, and then China had more scrutiny on it. What did they do? Instead of having children populate those work camps, they persecuted the Uyghurs, and now they have the Uyghur people enslaved making iPhones for them. So don't worry, they're adults. They're just enslaved adults from another portion of China. So we really don't have any improvement, and shit is getting worse now. We have cobalt mining, which is that if you know anything, I'm going to do a whole episode on Congo, by the way, deep dive on every single Democratic candidate that has run in Congo and gotten assassinated in the last, I don't know, 25, 30 years to make sure that these precious minerals are under control of the New World Order and not under control of anybody who wants to help the Democratic Republic of Congo grow as a nation and become a nation that can trade and be a power out in the rest of the world. It's pretty sad that that's happening. And the truth of the matter is it's going to keep happening because, well, it ain't going to stop, because unless the money dries up, they're going to keep sending people over there, and that's all they care about is money. Cobalt's used in the rechargeable batteries of electric vehicles, electronic gadgets. Its demand is growing due to the green transition as we shift to net zero. So yeah, we're getting rid of gas, we're getting rid of fossil fuels, we're getting rid of pollution causing shit. Well, what does that cause? Well, it causes a different kind of footprint, if you will. And it's, people are dying from cancer from this shit. If you look up the health cause and effects of cobalt, it's insane. All right, here's a little bit that I can tell you about it. Excuse the noises. The Democratic Republic of Congo surpassed Peru as the world's second largest copper producer. Not only does it produce the second amount of copper, it also produces it's the largest producer of cobalt. Sorry, I got that percentage wrong. I said 78%. It's actually 63% of the global cobalt production, but that's almost two-thirds of the cobalt. Not to mention copper, diamonds, titanium, tin, gold. So, you know, it's used to recharge batteries and whatnot. If you're exposed to breathing in the cobalt dust or touching the actual cobalt itself, if you breathe in the substance for long periods, you'll likely develop breathing issues that are similar to asthma or pulmonary fibrosis, shortness of breath, decreased exercise tolerance. Cobalt can also affect the heart, the thyroid, the liver, the kidneys. Repeated exposure to cobalt dust can cause scarring of the lungs. So this is the fibrosis that I mentioned. This can be disabling and or fatal. Finely divided cobalt is flammable and may ignite spontaneously. So they don't care about what happens to people. They don't give a shit about what happens to these young black boys in Congo mining this shit and going using their hands and going in the mud for, you know, nickels a day. I don't think they're making barely anything. They're probably just getting food, which is even worse than giving them food money. They're giving them like even less. Okay, so here's a little bit about Tesla. Well, you know, it said Tesla reduced its average cobalt use by more than 60%. Yeah, let's go Tesla, woo! And is now using cobalt-free batteries in its new car models. The EV maker has also linked a long-term deal with the world's largest mining company, Glencore, for 6,000 tons of DRC-sourced cobalt a year. Well, guess what? Glencore is fucked up. And if you know anything about Glencore, let me tell you, in December 2022, following an investigation that started in 2018 by the U.S. Department of Justice, Glencore settled for $180 million with the DRC for all future and past alleged acts of corruption between 2007 and 2018. That's 11 years of bribing officials so they could get away with using child labor and not looking under the microscope and having people go, oh, yeah, everything looks good here, all checks out. As long as I get my paycheck, it all checks out. These are corrupt people that have been taking bribes for 11 fucking years. Glencore CEO Gary Nagel is supported by members of our group and departmental leadership. Glencore paid more than $100 million in bribes to officials in countries including Nigeria, Brazil, Venezuela, and the Democratic Republic of Congo to win business or avoid audits. Guess what? February 24, that was this year, a U.S. judge on Tuesday ordered Glencore to pay $700 million in connection with its guilty plea over a decade-long scheme to bribe foreign officials across several countries. This sentence, handed down by a U.S. district judge in Lorna Schofield in Manhattan federal court, consisted of a $428 million fine and $272 million in forfeiture, in line with a plea deal reached last May between the mining and commodity trading giant and federal prosecutors in Manhattan. So, Jesus Christ, they're ordered to pay at roughly $700 million plus their $180 million. You do the math. That's almost $1 billion in fines. Do you think these guys give a fuck? They've made so much money killing these kids. They don't give a fuck. They love it. They're like, $880 million, that's it? Holy shit. Oh my God, if we had to actually pay for all of our audits and everything, it would have been like $5 billion. Holy shit, we made so much. They love it. They're like, $428, pennies in the bucket. Nagel's been working to spruce up Glencore's reputation. Wouldn't you know it? 80% of the Democratic Republic of Congo's cobalt output is owned by Chinese companies, refined in China, and then sold to battery makers around the world. Oh, and get this. The financier, Nathaniel Rothschild, I'm sure you're familiar with that name. You know, he just owns a $40 million stake in Glencore International. You know, nothing to see here. Just my little 40 mil stake. Bad news. Chinese construction companies are planning on investing another $7 billion in infrastructure projects as part of an agreement over their Sinochromines copper and cobalt joint venture in the... Jesus Christ. Copper and cobalt joint venture in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They really don't give a shit. And if they're going to put $7 billion into Congo, they're planning on expanding. They're planning on taking over the cobalt industry. And nobody cares about the kids in Africa. Nobody gives a shit that Russia and China and all of these companies are over there taking advantage. And then over here saying, oh, China's bad. Russia's the worst. These countries are so bad. Motherfuckers, you're working with them. You're taking their money? Are they that bad that you can't take their money? It doesn't seem like it. And let's just say, I think this whole Diddy bullshit is a big, big distraction from what's really going on, which is something much, 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 much darker. But I think it's about all the time we have for today. I hope everybody enjoys this first episode. I'm going to be getting into it hopefully every week here, and I'm going to be bringing it with bangers for you guys. So enjoy, and hope you enjoyed, and stay tuned next week. I'm going to try to bring it every Monday. All right. Peace.